Okay, so you're tuning in, probably thinking about buying property in Astoria, Queens, and maybe this term jumbo loan keeps coming up.
Yeah, it's definitely something people encounter here.
Well, you've landed in the right spot.
Right.
Today, we're really going to dig into Astoria, Queens jumbo loans, specifically looking at 2025 based on some pretty solid info we've looked through.
That's right. If the standard mortgage limit for, say, a single family home, what is it, just over $1.2 million this year? Yeah.
$1,209,750, yeah.
Right. If that's not quite enough for the place you're eyeing in Astoria, then, well, this conversation is definitely for you.
Exactly. So let's get straight to it. What makes a jumbo loan different, especially here in Astoria? We mentioned that conforming limit, just over 1.2 million for one unit. Now, Zillow might show the average median price around what, $682,000, but we know Astoria has properties way beyond that. I mean, into the multi-millions, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You see listings way up there.
So if one of those higher value places has caught your eye, you're probably going to need something more than a conventional loan. That's the jumbo loan zone.
Precisely.
Our mission today, really, is
Yeah.
to clear things up. What are they? How are they different? And importantly, how do you actually go about getting one in Astoria?
Okay, so the biggest difference, like you said, it's those loan limits. Conventional loans fit under that $1.2 million-ish mark for a single family place.
Right.
Jumbo loans are for anything above that, but it's not just the amount, is it? The rules, the requirements, they shift quite a bit.
They really do. Okay, let's unpack that because we're talking bigger sums of money. Lenders naturally see more risk.
Makes sense.
And that means stricter criteria. Think of it
Okay.
like needing a more detailed map for a longer trip, maybe.
That's a good way to put it.
So while you might get a conventional loan with a credit score in the, say, low 600s for a jumbo loan in Astoria, you're generally looking at 700 plus
Yeah.
minimum. And some lenders might even want higher.
Yeah, 700 is often just the starting point. And it goes beyond credit too. They're going to look really closely at your debt to income ratio, your DTI.
Ah, yes, the DTI.
For a jumbo loan, ideally, they want to see that at 36% or less. Basically, all your monthly debts, including this potential new big mortgage, shouldn't be more than roughly a third of your gross monthly income.
That's quite a bit tighter than conventional sometimes.
It often is, yeah. More wiggle room with conventional loans there.
And the paperwork,
Oh,
it's more
yeah.
intense too, right?
Oh, definitely. For a standard mortgage, okay, you need pay stubs, recent W-2s, bank statements, pretty standard stuff.
Right.
With a jumbo loan, expect to provide all that. PLUS, typically 2 full years of tax returns, solid proof of liquid assets reserves, and maybe even more months of bank statements. They want the full financial picture, a deep dive.
A very deep dive. They need to be absolutely sure about your stability.
Exactly. Now, something else that's interesting is the interest rates. It's not always the case, but jumbo loans can sometimes have slightly higher rates.
Why is that? Just the risk.
Well, it's partly the risk, yes. Bigger loan, bigger potential loss for the lender, but it's also because these loans can't be sold to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac.
Ah, okay. So the lender holds on to it.
Precisely. They keep the entire risk on their books, and that might mean they nudge the rate up a bit to compensate.
That makes sense. It clarifies the risk aspect. Now, you mentioned the limit for single-family homes. Just to give folks perspective, those limits change for different property types, don't they?
They do. It's not just the $1.2 million figure. If you're looking at a duplex in Astoria, the conforming limit goes up. It's $1,548,200.
Oh, yeah?
For a triplex, it's $1,871,150. And for a fourplex, it jumps to $2,326,950.
Wow. So knowing the property type is key to knowing if you're even in jumbo territory.
Absolutely. It helps you figure out early on what kind of loan you're likely dealing with, which affects your planning, finding a lender, all of that.
Okay, so let's say you found that dream Astoria spot and yep, it needs a jumbo loan. What's the practical next step? How do you actually start the application process?
Well, the info we looked at breaks it down pretty clearly. Step one, and this is maybe the most important, choosing your lender
Right.
and getting someone with local experience in Astoria, like a Jet Direct Mortgage was mentioned as an example, that can be really valuable.
Why is local experience so key here?
Well, a lender who really knows Astoria, understands the property values, maybe some of the quirks of the market here, it can just smooth things out.
Okay, good point. So, step one, find a good, possibly local lender. What's step two?
Step two is checking your credit score. We said 700 plus, right?
Yep.
You need to know where you stand before you get too deep into house hunting. Check your report. If it needs work, focus on that first.
Yeah, that's just good financial hygiene anyway, isn't it? Knowing your score.
Absolutely. Okay, step three, get your documents ready.
The paperwork pile.
The paperwork pile, exactly. We mentioned them, but let's list them again. Tax returns, 2 years, recent pay stubs, bank statements, W-2s, get it all organized up front. It just makes everything smoother.
Being prepared shows the lender you're serious, especially with these tougher requirements.
Totally. Step four, calculate your DTI, that debt-to-income ratio.
Back to the 36% target.
Yep, aim for 36% or less. Now, some lenders might go up to maybe 43% in some cases, but you really need to be honest with yourself about what monthly payment feels comfortable.
Right. Just because you can borrow it doesn't mean you should. Affordability is key.
That's the crucial part. Okay, step five, get pre-approved.
The pre-approval. Always important, but maybe more so here.
Definitely. In a competitive market like Astoria, having that jumbo loan pre-approval makes your offer much stronger. It tells sellers you're serious and you've got the financial backing.
It also tells you what you can realistically afford.
Exactly. It sets your budget clearly. And then finally, step six, apply. Once you've got the property, the lender, the docs, time to formally apply. Some lenders, maybe like Jet Direct, might even have an online process.
Okay. Now, one thing to remember here is the timeline, right? It takes longer.
It usually does, yeah. Underwriting for a jumbo loan, expect maybe 30 to 45 days, sometimes longer.
Why so long?
Just the size of the loan, the extra documentation, the deeper review, more risk means more checks.
Okay, so factor that extra time into your closing schedule. Patience is needed.
Patience is definitely part of the jumbo loan game.
So, okay, stricter rules, maybe higher rates, longer waits.
Yeah.
What are the actual upsides of going for an Astoria jumbo loan?
Well, the main benefit is pretty straightforward. It lets you buy those higher priced homes. You don't have to try and juggle multiple smaller loans.
Right, avoiding that loan stacking thing.
Exactly. You get one loan to cover the whole amount needed above the conforming limit. It's just cleaner, more efficient.
Makes sense. Are the terms flexible, like with regular mortgages?
Generally, yes. You can usually find fixed rate options, adjustable rate options, you know, ARMs, and typical terms like 15-year or 30-year plans. So you can still tailor it to your financial goals. And fundamentally, it allows people who do have strong financials, good income, great credit assets, to invest in that higher tier of Astoria real estate, properties with hopefully good potential for growth.
So it opens doors for qualified buyers to access premium properties.
That's the core idea.
All right, let's hit some common questions people might have about these loans in Astoria. Credit score, we keep mentioning it. Let's just nail it down.
Right. Baseline, think 700. But honestly, higher is better. It might get you better terms. And depending on the lender and the specific loan, they might even require higher than 700.
So 700 is the floor, generally speaking.
Generally, yeah. Okay, what about using a jumbo loan for like a duplex or triplex?
That's a good question. Can you do that?
Yes, you can. As long as the loan amount you need is above their specific conforming limits we mentioned for multifamily units.
Got it. The $1.5 million for duplexes, $1.8 million for triplexes, et cetera.
Exactly. But be prepared. The requirements might be even tougher. Especially if you plan to rent out units, lenders might want a bigger down payment, more cash reserves.
Because it's seen as more of an investment property risk.
Pretty much, yeah. The risk assessment gets a bit more complex.
Okay. What if you're self-employed? That often complicates mortgages.
It can, but there are often options. Some lenders have specific jumbo programs for self-employed folks.
How do they work? Different income proof.
Yeah, sometimes they allow alternative documents instead of W-2s, like bank statements showing consistent deposits or profit and loss statements for your business.
But you still need the strong profile otherwise.
Oh, absolutely. You still typically need strong credit, significant assets, and clear proof that your business income is stable and sufficient.
Okay. And approval times, we said 30, 45 days, maybe longer.
That's the general window, yes. 30 to 45 days. Could stretch out depending on complexity. Definitely not as fast as some conventional loans.
Good to keep in mind. Last question here. Can you refinance a jumbo loan later on?
Yes, absolutely. It works much like refinancing a conventional mortgage.
So if rates drop or you want to change your term or tap into equity.
Exactly. All those reasons apply. But remember, when you refinance, they're going to look at your financial situation again. So maintaining that strong credit, low DTI, that's still important.
The requirements don't just disappear once you have the loan.
Nope. They'll reassess you for the refinance.
Okay, so wrapping this up then. Astoria Queens Jumbo Loans in 2025. They're really the tool for financing those pricier properties.
Yeah.
The ones that go beyond the standard loan limits.
That's the gist of it.
Yes. They come with tougher requirements, credit, income,
yeah.
Documents, maybe slightly higher rates sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But the big plus is they let qualified buyers get into those dream homes or high-value investments in a place like Astoria without messing around with multiple loans.
And just understanding how they work, the differences, the process, that's really powerful if you're looking to buy in this market.
Definitely. So here's something to chew on as we finish. We know the Astoria market is dynamic, right? We saw that mention of a 3.9% median price increase.
Yeah, things keep moving there.
So how might understanding these jumbo loan trends, who qualifies, how available they are, how might that influence your own long-term thinking about investing in property in Astoria? Think about how financing interacts with property values as the market keeps changing. Something to consider for your own financial future in Queens.